Surrounded by Psychopaths by Thomas Erickson. The one-sentence summary. Psychopaths are everywhere, but you can beat them at their own game by understanding how they operate. What the book says. Some people are exceptionally manipulative. They enjoy controlling others, often with their charm, and will do anything to get what they want. The original psychopath checklist was created by Robert Hare, one of the most respected researchers on the subject. It requires the scrutiny of 20 behavioural characteristics, scoring them as happening never, that's 0 points, sometimes 1 point, or always 2 points. These characteristics range from glib and superficial charm, grandiose, exaggeratedly high estimation of self, lack of remorse or guilt, callousness and lack of empathy, then through pathological lying, cunning and manipulativeness, poor behavioural controls, a need for stimulation, all the way through to really serious issues such as juvenile delinquency and criminality. When these are added up, the common population scores under 15 points. 15 to 20 shows concerning tendencies. 20 to 30 is very likely a psychopath. And 35 to 40 is a definite. Try scoring yourself and your colleagues. Your weaknesses and behaviour traits can be exploited by others, so it pays to understand the different types. To understand yourself and others, consider the four types of human behaviour as defined by William Moulton Marston's colour coding system. This is often called DISC, which stands for Dominance, Inducement, Submission and Compliance. These are four types of people. Red is dominant, so don't get in their way. Yellow is inspiring, they have their head in the clouds most of the time. Green is stable. Change is difficult for them and may never happen. And blue is analytical, only perfection will do for them. For more detail on that, see the summary of Surrounded by Idiots by the same author.